CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube. Tonight we'll begin with the pre-check-ins, starting with W4FCM Fred in Traveler's Rest, N4IEI Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest, KO4RUR Chris in Greenville, and K4OSH Pat in Malden, K4XMR Mel in Prosperity, KO4KFS Tommy in Greenville, KI4LZI Andy in Table Rock, K4OIM Walt in Inman, and KI4MRA Fred in Germany, KO4RAX Jim in Dacresville, and KG4WNP Landon, also in Dacresville, and KC4W Bill in Anderson. Getting anybody up on Echo Link tonight, so we'll move on to the RF portion of check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Thomas Hanna, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Chad, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville, B negative and negative.
NUE. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
Cool.
Recognize what we got so far. Last calling station wasn't quite making it into the repeater. I think I may know who you are, but I need to hear just a little bit more of your call. Whiskey 4, DJW, that's Mr. Dave in Greer. And also like to check in my wife. She's sitting here with me, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Kurt? And KB2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave in Easley. Any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Whiskey 4, Alpha, Tango, Pop Bomb in Easley.
I thought that was you. I got you. Let's back up and get Mr. Tom in Easley, Whiskey 4, Alpha Tango Papa, AK-4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Mr. Rick. He brings along his wife, KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. All right. Are there any more stations, Alpha through Delta? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which will be Echo through Hotel. Any station with the suffix that begins with Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar Mike. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. And I'm in Penrose, and I'll hang around tonight, Chad.
It looks like you got a short group there with you. The net would like to recognize KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick in Penrose. And Patrick, you do have a really good signal tonight. Lot different. Sounds good. Just want to let you know. Are there any more stations? Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Chad. Thanks.
In and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform. KK4FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
Up and get Mr. Harry up in Candler, KC4EZN. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Harry? Always a pleasure to hear you check in with us. And KK4FTU, Mr. Richard, down there in Slaptown. Okay, we'll move on to the next group. India through Lima, any station with the suffix that begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
NUE. Hope you and I are doing well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. 1, mobile in downtown Greenville. No traffic, no comments, but just listen. 73.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Mark me negative and negative, 73.
4NUE. Hello, Anna. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I have no traffic. I do hope everybody has a good night. 73.
I'd like to back up and recognize KK4JFO, Mr. James, up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, always a pleasure to hear you. And Whiskey4IOE, Mr. Sid, up in Fletcher. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, Mr. Juan in Greenville. And Juan, did I hear you say you were in downtown traffic tonight? Is that correct, sir? For man than me, sir. be safe. Oh, man. Also, we'd like to recognize KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. Larry, I have you down for comments tonight, sir. And you bring along your wonderful wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Appreciate y'all checking in with us tonight. Okay, any more stations? India through Lima. Please call KO4NUE.
For NUE. Again, Whiskey 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Kilo, W4JFK, Chris in Chester, and I'll be negative and negative.
Back up, getting Mr. Chris in Chester, Whiskey 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Kilo. And Chris, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. All right, so we're going to move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. 4OLK, Kilo, Oscar 4, Oscar Lima, Kilo, Stephen and Greer, I'll be negative and negative.
4NUE. Last calling station, I believe that was Phil, W4NGU. Phil, where'd you say you were, sir?
Boiling Springs.
And also got your hitch ready, too. Just couldn't get back to you on the phone today. All right, so Nat would also like to recognize KO4OLK, Mr. Stephen in Greer. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. And any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. N, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. Checking in through radio or phone relay. We'll be negative and negative tonight's chat, but 7-3, and thanks for calling on that.
To Mark. Net would also like to recognize W2MJB, Mr. Mark in Greenville, and by telephone relay, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. Appreciate y'all checking in with us tonight. Okay, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred, Mobile MP Mod. 7:30 you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Fred, you be careful in Piedmont. Fred would like to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to recognize KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, Mobile and around in Piedmont. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Fred. Okay. We're going to go ahead and move on to the next group. If I moved a little bit too fast for you on any of the others, just jump in there. I'll be glad to take it. Okay, any stations? Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris and Liberty, negative and negative.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform, Lima Papa, that would be KO4, QLP, Alexander here at Travelers Rest, and I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Alexander, I'll be right back to get you, sir. I got you. All right, Danette would like to recognize KO4, Romeo Tango Golf. I believe that's right. Tommy, way down in the weeds tonight, but I believe I got that right. And that's Mr. Tommy up in Marion, North Carolina. Also would like to recognize KO4, QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. And Mr. Chris, I'll see you sometime tomorrow, sir. And also my good friend, Mr. Alexander, KO4ULP. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Alexander?
Doing fine, Chad. And I never knew you called the net, though.
Really, I Mike Vander. My wife's standing behind me, and she's the one that orchestrates it all. So, good evening to you, sir, and I appreciate you checking in with us on Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Okay, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix that begins with Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel, Foxtrot, Chief and Bravo. Thank you, Chad. Everybody on there, just check me in and out. Control. Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in Land Was. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Menue. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville negative negative. Also my bride Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta and my daughter Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, both named Mary.
Charles and Kilo Foxtrot 4 Yankee Kilo X-ray Gary and Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
I didn't get your location, sir. Can I have your location, please?
Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, location is Greenville. Repeat, Greenville.
Okay, let's back up and recognize KE4, Zulu Hotel, KE4ZHF. That's Mr. Keith up in Columbus. And W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod in the Land of Waz. K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. KX4YM, Mr. Scott. He brings along his wife, KO4 Alpha Charlie Delta, Miss Mary, and their daughter, KO4ILI, also Mary in Greenville, and KF4 Yankee Kilo X-ray, Mr. Gary in Easley. Did I get all that right? Did I mess anybody up? Okay, any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE.
QN, Dawn, and N4DME, Paul. We're in the core with negative, the hell up on that.
Let me back up, Mr. Braxton. You got a lot of noise on your signal tonight. I got KO4 something Papa Whiskey. Can you give me your suffix again, sir?
Mr. Delta Whiskey. Sorry about that. Probably engine noise.
Sir, okay, let's back up and recognize KO4 Victor Delta Whiskey. That's Mr. Braxton in Piedmont. In AA4QS, Mr. Donald in Toccoa. And N4DME, Mr. Paul also in Toccoa. Did I get all that right? Did I mess anything up? Let me know.
Thank you.
I got to be honest with you. I got your call written down here, so when I hear you, I know exactly what to write down. So appreciate you checking in with us, and I appreciate you not giving up on me. All right, we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in K1CJW.
That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey, Roland and Pickens. Negative, negative. And a very good evening to all.
KO 4 and UE. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. KG 4, JIA. Dennis and Gaffney, good evening to you all.
Control. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene in Taylors, and I am at the station of Alice, KA4KAE, that's KA4, Kilowatt Alpha, I'm sorry, K4, Kilowatt Alpha Echo. We're both in Taylors, and we are negative and negative. Would you check Alice in, please? Over.
Mr. Gene, and a matter of fact, I'll mark her down first. KA4KAE, Mr. Alice in Taylors. Did I get that right, Mr. Gene?
It's K4. I fouled it up, I'm sorry. It's K4KAE, and that's Alice.
K4KAE, that's Mr. Alice in Taylors. And also K1CJW, that's my good friend, Mr. Roland up in Pickens. And Roland, I hope you are doing well. Also, KG4JIA, this is Mr. Dennis in Gaffney. And Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Mr. Gene. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
This is W4FHJ. That's Alice, female type. Over.
I'm sorry, Mr. G. Let's try that again. K4KAE, Miss Alice in Taylors. Got it right now, Mr. Gene?
No, I'm just trying to make a correction. Alice is a lady. Alice is a lady, not a man. I think you addressed her as Mr., unless I misheard. If I did, my fault then. Over.
I misspoke, Mr. Gene, but I got it. K4KAE, Miss Alice in Taylors. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir, it is. Over.
Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
For NUE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, since we doubled when I was on Echo Link, I'll come in here and do it with the radio. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Anna and all on the net.
Hotel India, W4, Eastside. Name is Bruce, B-R-U-T-E. Seneca, portable, negative, negative. Thank you.
I'd like to recognize KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. Mr. Gary, I have you down for some comments, sir. And K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, also in Easley. And Whiskey 4 Hotel India, that's Mr. Bruce in Seneca. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Calling station, I think I got the suffix was Romeo Uniform Golf, Dacusville. Can you stay with me and let's try it one more time, sir? You got a lot of noise on you. Somebody help me relay that station in.
Thank you.
station. Let's don't give up. It's way down in the weeds. I can make out bits and pieces, but I wanna get you in the logs. So go slow and spell your call sign phonetically, sir. I think that's gonna happen tonight, but I appreciate you trying and valiant effort. Okay. One last call. Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. We have a net every night at 9 p.m., and you're welcome to check in anytime. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin with the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for check-ins and comments. So I believe first up on the stump tonight is Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, did you say you were going to comment or just hang around, sir?
For comments, Chad.
This is a real treat. So you've got first on the stump tonight, so go ahead and take it, Patrick.
Just wanted to tell you and Daniel publicly thank you for all the help today. I really enjoyed it. Had a good time just hanging out and putting that antenna up. And just struggling through to getting it up.
I can't speak for Daniel, but it was a real pleasure just to share your company and fellowship today. That was really nice, and I enjoyed every minute of it. I will say this. I am tired. And Mr. Daniel, I know Mr. Daniel and I go, we poke at each other a lot on the radio and all, but I'm going to tell you what, that young man, he worked circles around me today. And I am feeling it. So it was a true pleasure working, helping you, Patrick, and I really enjoy your fellowship and company. So, all right. Is anything else you'd like to say, Patrick?
I appreciate all the help today and I had a blast. Even though I am feeling my age nowadays with work like that.
Yeah, from to my station, you do have a much cleaner signal. If that's any consolation, sounds a lot different. So, I guess we made an impact. So anyway, appreciate the comments, Patrick. I really do. Okay, so with that, we'll move on to the next. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, you are you got it, sir. Go ahead and take it.
4NUE in the net. This is KK4JBQ. Well, first of all, I want to start off by recognizing that I'm hearing consistently some calls that a couple of months ago I didn't know anything about. Now, while I haven't met any of these people in person, they're a part of our family. And I just want to say it's great to every night hear Chris check in. It's great to hear Alexander. He's a pip. I got to think he's about 15, maybe. And oh, how I wish I had been a part of a family like this when I was that age. I had to wait until I was 60, to join this hobby. We won't go into why. And then to hear Roland as often as he checks in, it is just, I get a little, you know, excited every time these new calls check in and confirm that they want to be here. Thank you for bringing us all together here, Chan. It's great to have you as a net control every time you do it. And then I wanted to say, gee, tell me a little bit about putting up that antenna today. What kind was it? What were your challenges? I'm just anxious to hear about that.
My station, so I'll let Mr. Patrick explain all about it, but I want to put my two cents in first. I am sore, my neck hurts, my back hurts, and the back of my neck hurts. But it's up. So I just wanted to say, what a day. We had a day. We got started early. And, you know, I don't know what was more fun, the fellowship or the antenna, and just ribbing each other. I mean, first 15 or 20 minutes, it was just, you know, just gouging one another. Then when we got that out of the way, it was, you know, it was fun times. So, and I want to say this. When we got tired of ribbing each other, we called Gary on the phone. We ribbed him on the phone.
Yeah, if you can't do it in person, Gary's a good one to joust with that way. He will give as good as he gets, though. You know that. Okay, then. Patrick, the control, let me ask if I can make contact with Patrick.
You sure can, but I just want to say this, that I called Gary on FaceTime today and held the phone up, and Gary was supervising on FaceTime. Daniel, get to work. Daniel, get to work. So, it was the funniest thing, and we just had a ball. So, KK4JBQ, call your station.
Okay, there I am. My memory slipped. Patrick, call sign unknown. Tell me about your antenna, KK4JBQ.
Well, it's a repurposed antenna from AK's estate. I bought the pole, the rotor, the antenna, the 2-meter beam antenna, and have had it here for, I don't know, a couple months now. And needed some help putting it up, and Chad and Daniel volunteered to come put it up. Gary volunteered too, but I just slipped my mind to call and let him know that we decided to do it. And I apologize for that, Gary, I really do. But we got the beam up. We put a Tram 1480 vertical up on the very top of the mast that now is about 60 foot in the air. And about 20 foot more away from the bank, so hopefully that improved my signal quite a bit getting into the repeater. But that was a 2-meter beam Chriscraft, if I remember correctly, but Gary can fill you in a little better than I can on that. KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, I'll tell you, that's some sweet metal you got in the air there, and it's just great that you have it up so high. I've only had one antenna party that I participated in, but it was extraordinary, and the bonding that takes place, the kidding and the joking and the poking, that's part of it, you know. But it is a good time, and you're going to work hard, but you never, ever, ever forget it. You've got something that's, you know, it's going to be with you more than, you know, the nose on your face. Always you'll remember how that antenna got in the air. And so you said that there's a above the beam, there's a vertical at 60 feet. I think that model, I think it's an 80, 40, 20, 17, 10 or something like that.
For HKX. It is just a 2-meter 440 vertical. It's about 17 feet long itself, and it's roughly between 50 to 60 feet. I'm not exactly sure. We had so much trouble, just the three of us, trying to get it up, that I'm not sure how tall it is, but I know it is up there now. And it seems to be doing much better getting into the repeaters around locally, so I'm happy with it.
Apology, I took your description to cover two antennas, that there was this beam, which of course is horizontal, but I thought there was a vertical above that. It is a fine place to put a vertical, not that you want to take it down anytime soon to put one on, but at that height, I mean, gracious. You know, your DX performance, that is your low angle takeoff, improves with every foot you go up. And, you know, on 80 meters, you'd be burning up the air. Oh, well, anyway, having a beam it's a little tricky because you have to point it everywhere, don't you? And I guess along with that came some sort of controller for the shack.
Did, and that's one of the things we've got to drop it back down, and we've got to straighten that out. We've had some control wire problems, and that is a 2 meter 440 vertical up on top of there at between 50 and 60 feet. And then it also a 2 meter beam. So that, just to clarify that.
I got the whole picture. The whole picture. Yeah, so you have an omni and a directional. Well, so you, let me ask. I don't know, I've never had anything like that, so I have to ask if you use one for listening and one for transmission, or you just pick them for another reason.
Pick the the beam, trying to get better reception, because I'm in a hole. You can ask Chad. I've struggled sometimes just getting into this repeater. And the Omni, when we were doing the simplex test to try to, I've had it for almost a year now, but I just had it on the roof of the house, so it wasn't up all that high. But while we had that down, I decided to go ahead and mount it over there and try to get it up as high as possible. And so now I can pick between which one I want to use.
Okay, so, well, I have to say that because of the simplex test and the debriefing that we all had afterwards, I'm familiar with your topography. You have got, you've got yourself in a, well, a fine place to live, I'm sure. But kind of like me, no place for an antenna. But you've overcome, and that has to be a most satisfying feeling, that not only have you overcome the issues, but you did so with the help of your ham friends. That's, as I say, you'll always have that in your heart. You'll always have that with you. Anyhow, Patrick, it's good to talk with you, and you're sounding absolutely wonderful on the repeater. Whichever one of those you're using right now. So I'll turn it back over to Net Control. I've had a really nice time here tonight. And again, Chad, thank you for bringing us all together. KK4JBQ.
Mr. Patrick, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Patrick, you got anything else, sir?
Rage kicks. No, Chad, I'll be clear after this. I just really appreciate all the help, and have enjoyed meeting a lot of people face-to-face over the last couple of weeks in the ham radio community on this repeater. Have thoroughly enjoyed it, getting to know everybody individually, and then on the repeater also. It has been a great experience for me. I will say that as I clear out. So I will say 7-3s to the net, and good to talk to everybody tonight. KO4HKX, and I'm back to Chad. KO4NUE.
Steven, sleep well. I know you will. All right. It's KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Before we move on to Mr. Gary, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. 4DTY, this is Daniel N. Taylors.
I would like to recognize KI4DTY. That's Mr. Daniel N. Taylors. And Daniel, appreciate you dropping in with us. We're just talking about you. And, partner, you worked me to death today, but we had a ball, and just pleasure sharing some fellowship with you and Patrick both. And just want to let you know, you got me yet again, young man. I am sore.
I hear you. I tell you what, I had so much fun. We worked. I know we worked. But I had a blast hanging out with the two of you. And both of you, you and Patrick, have been a blessing in my life. And I tell you why, I have gotten to enjoy meeting. I caught the last part of what Patrick just said. And I have just enjoyed meeting all these people, some face-to-face and some not face-to-face, and some I wish I didn't see face-to-face, like KO4DOS.
Remark.
I was waiting for you. No, I enjoyed meeting all you guys, and I tell you what, it was something I needed in my life, so I appreciate it.
Daniel, would you like to be added for comments or ragged you? I know you made some comments already, but Mr. Gary was first, so do you want to come back around, or is that all you got, bud?
Yeah, I apologize. I spoke out of turn there. No, go ahead to Gary, and yeah, I mean, if you're still around and still awake, maybe I'll say hi real quick.
Okay, so I'll come back and get you, Daniel. And Patrick, if you're still in there, I'm going to send you a text. I'm going to work with you. No offense intended, work with your radio just a little bit. Your mic gain's just a little bit high. Let's see if we can walk it down a little bit and get your signal a whole lot better. Of course, hard to beat now. But anyway, KI4DOS, you next on the sump. Go ahead and take it, sir.
4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. I declare I have never heard such young whippersnappers out here crying and complaining about doing a little bit of work. I tell you what, y'all got to do something about that now. You either got to get moving around, get a little more exercise, or quit your belly aching. Antenna parties are fun. Chad, you saw a couple of pictures of me down here in my shack and me up in a tree. I wasn't fussing and complaining. That was a whole lot of fun. Of course, I didn't fall out of the tree either, so I guess that made it all good. And as far as Daniel goes, Daniel, I think Patrick put you in line, so, you know, you have to remember, if I die, so Chad's going to be the ugliest man in the world, and then you after him, I think, according to Patrick. So, anyway, sound like y'all had a real good time up there today, Chad. I got to enjoy something that I haven't seen ever before. I had to go over to the Wally World over here in Easley, and it's in a little shopping center there with some other stores, and there was a young man out there playing a violin. He was playing classical music, and he had a little sign up of some kind. I didn't go over there and read it, but I could have sat and listened to him play that violin for a good long while, and I'm sure he was taking any donations that would be passed his way, but at least he was out there. He didn't have a sign, "We'll work for food," you know, and did not do anything, just expect people to give him money. He was actually putting on a good concert.
Put the man on the mountain, have his say, and a violin. And that was in Easley, you said?
It was right there between Walmart and all those other stores back to the right side. If you're facing Walmart from 123, yeah, you know, it would be on the right side of Walmart. It was not in Walmart's parking lot. It was in another parking lot. But he was putting on a show. And like I said, I could have sat there and listened to him for a good long while. Of course, there's a lot of people don't like classical music, I guess. But he was jazzing it up just a little bit every once in a while. But he wasn't playing any of this weird stuff on his violin. But he
The man could play the violin, I'm telling you.
A lot of people around watching him, Gary?
There were some standing over on the sidewalk in front of the store that they across from where he was. He was out in the parking lot. But I did see several cars drive around and pull up and stop. I didn't see the people get out, but they had their windows down.
I bet that was a sight to see. You didn't happen to pick out what he was playing, did you?
I'm not that well-versed in the classical musics. I mean, I enjoy them and that sort of thing, but to tell you if that's Beethoven's Fifth or Tchaikovsky or whatever, no, I can't do that.
All right, and what? How old was the fella?
To be maybe in his late 20s, early 30s, or he might have been even 40. I don't know. I don't judge age very well. But he did not seem to be that old. Like I said, he was a lot younger than me, I'll put it that way. Of course, I came over on the ark, as my sons tell me all the time, says, Dad, you're older than dirt.
Well, well, just consider that a crown of wisdom. I wouldn't look at it as being older than dirt. I'd look at it as just being, hey, you one smart fella. How about that?
Hey, I'm just happy to be on this side of the dirt. I'm in good shape.
Well, listen, I got to tell on Daniel for a second while I got you here. So when I FaceTimed you today to, you know, give me some advice on the controller, I kept picking at my phone because it was trying to get the picture right on it. And Daniel's over there on the other side of the yard going, what's the matter with your phone? He says, is it messing up on you? And I said, well, no, I'm just trying to get the screen figured out. And he says, well, it's probably messing up because you and Gary on the phone together. He said, boy, that's a lot of ugly on that phone.
Be true, but the phone don't know the difference between pretty and ugly, Chad. So we don't have to worry about that as far as that goes. That camera looks at whatever's in front of it, and it reproduces the pixels pretty good most of the time. I'm not going to say it does all the time, but it could have been the hot air in the background, reckon?
That happened. The phone was doing mediocre when me and you were on it, but when I turned the screen around and got Daniel on there, it just shut the whole phone down. It just quit. I had to reboot it.
Comment.
I'm saying, you know, all that hot air got to it. You know, these phones are sensitive. You can't get them too hot or let them get too cold. Go ahead and pick up your comment.
Okay, I4DTY. When the phone turned to me, it couldn't handle all that good-lookingness all at once, when it had been focused on two ugly people first.
So, Patrick, you gotta help me out now, bud. Come on.
KO4HKX. I tell you, you two keep saying y'all are the ugliest men alive. I mean, there's not much to defend.
4DOS, Patrick, Chad, Daniel. Chad, we're going to have to get Mr. Purdy together. You know, Mr. KN4BWA and KI4DTY. You know, they keep saying they the prettiest things around. Me and you know we ugly. We tell the truth. We don't tell lies.
Right off the bat. And my phone's got used to it. But I didn't know what to think. I thought Daniel broke my phone today.
KI4DTY. No, I'm not saying I'm the prettiest. I'm just saying in comparison.
4HKX. Well, Daniel, you know you're third in line, so you're not much of an improvement.
Oh, Lordy. I guess I better let this be my last one. We keep up this foolishness all night long. But, again, I want to tell you fellas, I'm glad y'all were up there and got Patrick Santana up to date. Helped him out a good bit.
And it can be a lot of work putting an antenna up. Next time I drop my tower over, I'm going to get Chad over here just to wind the winch up and down. That way I won't have to do it. He'll feel sorry for me because I'm so old. But we'll see how that works out. Anyway, y'all have a good evening. Enjoyed it. Enjoyed the tomfoolery and everything else. We had a good time. And again, Chad, you and Miss Anna have a great evening. What's left of it. Yours, everybody else on the net, have a good evening. Hope everybody comes back tomorrow night and give who's ever calling a good dose of Rider's Crap. Enjoy the net and the camaraderie and the fellowship that we have on the radios. That's what it's all about. That's what makes it fun. 7-3 group, KI4DOS, back to net.
Gary, before you go, I just gonna let you know, just as far as, you know, talking about being tired and complaining and all, it takes a lot to move this machine, you know? I mean, it's a machine, and it takes a lot to move it. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a little tired, and I'd like to take Harry's advice every now and then, take me a little nap. It keeps everything moving good. The 73's to you, Gary, and you tell Miss Joy we said hello, and you have a wonderful night. Anybody else, any more comments before we move on? Heard. Have I missed anyone for comments or ragged you tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Stations that would like to check in, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Stand by for my net report. Submit the net report. I'm having some technical difficulties. I'll submit that. We had a total of 57 check-ins tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and, can't close the net until I get that done. So stand by. 57. Give me just a second.
KI4DOS. Chad, you need me to plug it in my computer and file it for you?
One more time, Gary. I believe I got it. Stand by. In an error message, it says can't send DTMF to the repeater. So if you don't mind, give it a shot on your end, and let's see if it's me or something going on. If you got a pen, the message number is 22057. Check-ins 57. Note a one piece of traffic, which was the net.
W4DJW.
JW. Go ahead, Dave.
It's copied your net report twice, so Gary, you don't need to send it out again. He's good. Daniel said something about that last night, and I thought he just meant he couldn't do it. I didn't know that he meant that the repeater was having trouble copying it. I'll look into it and see what's going on, but you're logged in. You've got it logged, Chad. You're good.
Who sent it, Dave?
Okay. It'll just be in there three times. I can take out the last two. But it's good, and I'll see if I can figure out by tomorrow's net what's going on there.
Thank you, Gary. Okay, I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to all on the net, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE. I am clear. KO4HKX, KO4NUE.
KO4HKX.
You mind if I work with you, Mike Gain, just a little bit?
No, sir. I'll gladly take the help.
You on the Yaesu, right?
Roger that.
What's your number?
I'm looking for it now.